The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back. It's Freedom 106.5 FM. This is where you speak your mind. 31 minutes after 4. And now it's time for us to jump into Safety Mondays with Fire Officer Jude Rogers. And today we're going to be talking about, you know, the requirements for being a fire officer. Hello, Jude. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Pleasant good evening, Carrie V. Pleasant good evening to the listeners out there who are eagerly awaiting the information that we have for them this afternoon.
Yep.
How are we doing? How are we doing this evening, guys?
We good. I good, you know, Jude. I good, you know. Hear what? Let me tell you something, yeah? I always wanted to be a fire officer, you know, since growing up. But for some reason, I could not get a chance to get in. I don't know why.
so many persons are, you know, we encounter so many young people. When we go to schools, when we go to do little training sessions, when we have visits to the fire station, you see the bright-eyed young people who, you know, they tell you, I want to be a fire officer, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a firewoman. And some of them actually grow up and become fire officers.
Yeah.
So today is a day, I am saying, for my listeners, for our listeners on Freedom 106.5, we want you to have a foot in the door.
Yes.
So that is why I decided to do this program this afternoon, because when me and Davey are doing the program, when we're doing the program, we realize a lot of people keep asking about recruitment.
Yeah.
Even though I can't tell you when recruitment is, that is something that is going to be left up to the executive.
Mm-hmm.
But I could prepare you.
Yeah.
I could tell you what to get prepared from now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't wait until the date. You get your house
to then fight up and get things. Yeah.
So that's what the plan is this afternoon. And I even brought along a little bit of history, because at some point in time, they're going to ask you questions about the fire service. I mean, if you're going to get into an organization,
you must have an idea. Yeah, you must know something.
Something about the organization. Right. So I've given all the tips, not only on how to become fire officers. I'm going to tell you all the tenants. Of a fire officer, and I'm also going to give you a little bit of history on the fire service.
Right.
Because, I mean, Maxi, did you know that the police service and the fire service was once one organization?
What? Serious?
Yes, definitely. The fire service only separated from the Trinidad and Tobago police service in 1951.
Wow. 1951.
So long ago, fire officers, police officers, could become fire officers. So there was an arm of the police service which dealt with fire. And in 1951, January the 1st, so this is my first tip to our young listeners. And the reason why I'm saying young listeners is because you can only join the fire service if you are a citizen of Trinidad and Tobago and you are between the age of 18
and
to 35.
Yeah, so get that done one
That's
time.
That's my first requirement for you this afternoon.
18 to
so
35.
Let's get that one down. Once you're between the age of 18 to 35, you are eligible to apply when that time comes for entry into the fire service.
Jude, let me ask this, right? So let's say, for instance, me, Carrie V, I would be 18, let's say, let me say, for instance, now, guys, this is just a hypothetical thing we're talking about until we get the dates for sure. Let's say, for instance, coming on at the end of the year, right? I would be 18 in December, right? And like about 2 days before I go to apply to be a fire officer, and I'm 17 years old, would I still be able to try out or to apply?
Well, let me tell you what would happen. If you go 2 days before, unfortunately, the law is the law. We have to follow. You're considered a minor.
Oh,
trust me.
Oh, my gosh.
So you may want to get, you know, in common entrance song ago, they start some call a late call.
Yeah. Oh, God. So I don't wait for the next time.
You might want to have a late call.
Late
call may be that, because the amount of persons, and what I want people to know, that in the past, and I want to tell you something about the pandemic, and we're talking here now, folks. The pandemic taught us a lot of things. The pandemic not only taught us about social distancing, about being cleanly, about, you know, taking care of the elderly, but it also taught us about the different type of careers that will have a job if all hell goes.
If it's a pandemic again. Yes.
You know, if the ceiling, So what I want people to know, a lot of people are now looking towards these services mm-hmm. because they are considered to be essential services.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you will have persons in the ranks here who might have degrees.
Yeah.
I have colleagues who have their degrees. I have persons who have been applying and they have specialty in computer science and all different sorts of things.
Right.
So, yeah, well, let us go through the basic requirements first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll open up the lines and see if we can get some callers to call in. And then we'll do a little bit about the history.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm not going to let you leave here without some fire safety tips.
True. Right? Because I know you have to give us some tips at around like 5:15 or 5:30. Between 5:10 and 5:15. But let me you all know my lines to call me, 627-322-3625-2257. And of course, you can send me a WhatsApp message at 306-1065. We are here. It's Safety Mondays with Fire Officer Jude Rogers. And today, we're going to be talking about the recruitment into the fire service for a career as a firefighter. So get ready to call us when we tell you it's time to call us to ask any question to Fire Officer Jude Rogers, all right? So, Jude, let me start the thing now. Let me start it.
Let's roll the ball. So, a career in the fire service, we have three major functions in the fire service. I want you mm-hmm. to know because you're going to have to deal with these issues. Number one, the fire officer's responsibility is the preservation of life.
To preserve life.
Our number one priority is to preserve life.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, to prevent the destruction of property by fire and other disasters.
Mm.
So all of you thinking that all fire officers does do is out fire.
No.
Again. See that last part?
Yeah.
Other disasters?
Mm-hmm.
That's earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
That is flood.
Even accidents as well.
Loss in the forest. That is accidents. And
yeah.
So, and listen, it is so broad. It is so broad and all-encompassing that I tell persons a fire officer sometimes have to be a magician. All right?
Gosh.
But let's leave that right there for now. Number three, this is the one that I love the most.
Mm-hmm.
To render humanitarian services.
Ah, what is that?
That is the third tenant
of a fire officer. What is to render humanitarian services? What is that, Jude?
So, from crossing an old lady across the road or an older senior citizen in their golden years taking care of them
uh-huh.
to even giving citizens water from the fire truck free of charge.
Really?
Because sometimes there is drought. There may be situations where a person needs assistance.
Mm-hmm.
They would like us to assist. We come and we assist. It's called rendering humanitarian services. Fire mm-hmm. officers are called upon to assist in times of national disaster.
Right.
Oh, take for instance that big flood that we had when Greenville flooded out.
Yeah, yeah.
Fire officers were washing down the area, cleaning out people's homes.
Wow.
Moving debris out of the roadway. You name it. Our training, and in fact, trainees, recruits who are not yet fire officers, we deploy them.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes while they're training, you may be called upon for active duty.
Wow.
Yeah. So it gets real. It gets very, very real. So if you know that you don't have the heart and the mind and the soul to care about other human beings, if I say this is not for you.
No, Jude, you know, when we're watching movies and things sometimes, like the animation shows, and a cat gets stuck in a tree, and then they see people call the fire service, and it's stuff like that too, right? Because, I mean,
it's stuff like
helping animals as well, helping animals out of situations.
That's correct. I would want to say all life, because if your animal falls in a ditch or
mm-hmm.
something like that and you call for assistance, fire officers will respond.
Wow.
All right? But remember, human life first,
mm-hmm.
preservation of property and other natural disasters, and of course, humanitarian services.
Wow.
So you can imagine all these homes for the aged, all the orphanages, all the... Who you think this carry Santa, Carrie V?
The fireman on the fire truck.
Uh-huh. You know how much joy we just bring to them.
I like to see
the
that.
When they see the fire truck coming up. Yeah.
With all the lights and everything.
I don't want to tell them.
Oh, Lord. Don't bust my bubble now. Oh, gosh. Why are you doing my that?
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here now. Yeah. What are your age requirement and your and the other requirements?
Jude, before you continue, I have my lines are lighting up. I don't know if you want to take the calls after we talk about the career and what you need, or
yeah,
if
let me
you
give
be...
this first part because this may answer plenty of the questions.
Right.
The calls. Let me
good,
just
good,
the...
good. All right.
This part, and then we'll take some calls after that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you must be 18, between the age of 18, you must have attained the age of 18, but you must not be over 35 or over.
Right.
So between 18 to 35 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Get this. You must have a certificate, a police certificate of good character.
Yes.
The only way you can get that is if you was never charged or convicted of a crime. So
right.
All the people who know that you want to get into fire service, stay out of crime.
Mm-hmm.
Possession of 3 CXC or CSEC examinations or right. GCE grade 1, 2, or 3 or CSEC grade A, B, or C in the GCE.
Right.
And English is mandatory.
Ah.
I repeat that. Yes, you have to have a minimum of 3 CXC or GCE or CSEC subjects,
mm-hmm.
but the English language is
mandatory.
Because as I always tell persons, the fire service job is a writing work.
Ah.
You're always writing.
Mm-hmm.
You're always writing. You have to put down your information and get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have to know English properly.
So,
and any other two subjects.
Right. So any other two subjects, but you must have English A.
That's correct.
Nice, nice, good.
Must have English. And the grades are 1, 2, or 3,
mm-hmm.
or A, B, and C. We will
nice.
Accept the C only. We're accepting the trees.
A.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Given only every chance, every opportunity, right? And last but not least, in terms, there's a height requirement, Caribbean.
What?
Height requirement.
Short people can't get in there? But wait, my bubble bust already because I'm short.
Well, I know you're going on measure after this. I know you're going on measure.
I feel like going on stretch myself. I will stretch.
Right. So you have to be of a good physique.
Mm.
That just means you have to have a certain level of fitness, physical fitness,
mm-hmm.
and be of at least for the male personnel, 166.5 centimeters in height.
Mm-hmm.
I'll repeat that. 166.5 centimeters in height. In the case of males,
mm-hmm.
and 160 centimeters in the case of females.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking calls now.
Now, so we'll take calls. Let me call the numbers. 627-3223-625-2257. Jude, I have a message here from someone on WhatsApp. And guys, of course, you can send me that WhatsApp message, 306-1065. And Jude Reynolds is going to answer your question. So someone says, hi, Carrie. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to Officer Jude Rogers. Is it not discriminatory not to allow persons above 35 to apply? Where is this prescribed in law? You mentioned that you have to be between 18 to 35 years old. Can you please elaborate?
Okay, great. And I love that question. And so the thing about it is, and that's why I said we must look at the tenets of a fire officer.
Right.
That person has to possess a certain amount of physique, fitness, and all of the above. When you get into the fire service, you must be able to give us a certain amount of active duty.
Right.
Now, if you cross the age of 35, there is a certain amount of what I would say value that we can get from a person who spends their career in the fire service.
Mm.
And so to provide that value, because it costs the Trinidad and Tobago government a specific amount to train an individual, because your training period is 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they invest that money in you, they want to get a return on that investment.
True.
So they are basic amounts of service that you must be able to give back to us when we expend that amount of value into that individual.
Mm.
And so it's not a discriminatory process. In fact, if we look at other services, the age limit
is
lower.
Oh, really?
It is lower. Because if you look at the regiment, the Trinidad and Tobago regiment, you cannot cross the age of 25. And that is because their retirement age is lower than that of the fire service. Our retirement age is 55.
Oh.
If you're in the second division, 55. So, all right. So if somebody is 35, just on the button, 34 and a half years,
mm-hmm.
how much service can they give up to us? Only 20 years.
Wow.
So that's the minimum, 20 years service.
Wow.
All right. So when you come in at 18, you can give
way more,
and you can rise higher.
But is it that? Is it that?
Is so I know that, we have some questions.
Is that where it gets the 33 and a third from? Is it that too?
Well, that 33 and a third is the pension part of it. And I'll talk a little bit about that if we do get into it. I think that's another program, though.
That's a whole different thing. Because
yeah, that's a whole different thing. Yeah, now you have to start a calculation. So for that pension you're talking about, the end. We want to go back to the beginning. How do you get in? Right? Mm-hmm. So questions, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about what to expect after you get the screening process. Yeah. I will tell you.
So, guys, call us 627-323-625-2257. We are here with Officer Jude Rogers. It's all about Safety Mondays, and we are talking about the requirements to get into the fire service. And let me go that over again. The entry requirements, you must be between the ages of 18 and 35 years of age. You have to be of good character as evidenced by a police certificate of character. You must be in possession of at least 3 CSEC or CXC passes, general proficiency grades 1, 2, or 3, and one pass must be English. It's mandatory. And any other two subjects or in possession of GCE ordinary level passes in English language and two other subjects, grades A, B, or C. And of course, last but not least, you must be of good physique. And at least 166.5 centimeters in height in the case of males and 160 centimeters for females. So you know what you need to do? Go and check your height. Go and check your height. I don't know, your girl done short already. I don't know how I'm going to put some ankles on my foot. You understand? I could come here with heels and see. No?
we're going to be scrutinizing the heels.
I don't take off my heels.
All the people who tiptoeing. All the people, you have to take off your shoes when you're going to measure Caribbean.
Oh, gosh. All right.
If there are no callers, I know if there are no callers as yet, let's talk about what's the next step. Because I'm sure you would have seen the memes and all the different things and even the news about the prison service, which has a similar age group and requirement to us.
So they are also
18 to 35, all right? Mm. However, that selection process starts off with the fact that you have to have a preliminary screening.
Oh.
That preliminary screening is to check for all the things that we just talked about above.
Yeah.
So once you pass that preliminary screening, everyone who passes that preliminary screening is going to be given an opportunity to move to stage 2, which is our entrance exam.
Okay. Is it that the fire service is it the fire service going to give you that exam, or you have to go through the service commission?
Ah, that's a Tarivi, you're on point this evening, boy.
Yes.
I prepared. You are absolutely correct. So the service commission are the ones that would administer the examination. Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
They would administrate. In other words, fire officers are not involved in the process of, we don't even know the person's name. Mm-hmm. That candidate has a number. We don't even know no friend, no family. We don't know. We just seen a number and that examination is based on, and I want to tell you what the examination it is. Mm-hmm. Basic arithmetic, English, and current affairs. Now that current affairs
you see, you know.
Yeah, that one is the one that is trick people a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, what if you not up to date, you don't know who's the Minister of National Security.
Nah, man.
You don't know who's the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago. You can't tell me nothing about the fire service, nothing about safety. You don't know nothing.
Nah,
you didn't even
man.
Know who was on the football team. You didn't know about the West Indies. We're talking about current affairs. A fire officer is a member of your society.
Ah.
So a fire officer has to be aware of all of these things.
Mm-hmm. And right? Everything that's happening.
You must be able
happening.
To say something about the national instrument. You know a little bit about our diaspora and the different cultural programs at Trinidad and Tobago.
Even public holidays as well. Because people mix up public holidays.
Public day and independence.
And independence. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you don't know them, Dad.
You're not serious about entering the trend.
Wow. So, only hear that.
That is trip a lot of people. Everybody know about arithmetic. Everybody know basic English.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of us pay attention to what's going happening on in our country.
Yeah.
And the Caribbean. I want to say the region, because questions can come on the West Indies, it can come on football, it can come on things that happen in history.
Wow.
And that is why I touched on a little bit about the history of the fire service, which I'm going to end off with, so that all those persons who would have had the benefit of listening to our program will have an opportunity. Again, if there are any calls, I'll pause for the calls. All right?
Yeah. But guys, don't forget, you can call me 627-3223-625-2257. This is Safety Mondays. We're here with Jude Rogers. And here's what. We are talking about the requirements to get into the fire service. Now, you don't have a date as yet. I know that's where you want to know when it is they calling people. We don't have a date as yet. And of course, Jude is going to tell us that. But we are here to let you know what are the requirements, what you need to do. You have to be between the ages of 18 and 35. You must have a police certificate of character. It must be good. It can't be bad. You must have at least 3 CXE passes, grade 1, 2, or 3. English is mandatory, so you have to have that as well. Also, you must be of good physique and at least 166.5 centimeters in height in the case of males and 160 centimeters for females. So here it is, write down all them thing. You must know things that are happening in current affairs in Trinidad and Tobago and the region. I didn't know about the region part, you know, Jude. I didn't know about the region part. But here it is. Now you make me. I don't go and pick up a book now. Eh? So guys,
you know, we are part of CARICOM.
Yes, we are.
And fire officers are called upon, just as military officers are called upon, to render assistance to the region when there is a regional disaster like a hurricane, earthquake, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So if you don't know nothing about Grenada, you ain't know nothing about Jamaica, you ain't know a little bit about... Come on, we need to learn.
Yeah. Someone sent a message here on WhatsApp. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Officer Jude. Haven't heard Officer Jude Rogers speak of the roles and especially the humanitarian aspects the firemen engage in. I applaud them all. Officer Jude Rogers speak with such passion about the fire service. They risk their lives to save lives. Highly valued, special individuals. Round of applause. So you see, take a bow. Yes. Jude, right. Let me tell you, we have news coming up at 5 o'clock, all right? So let's tell them quickly again about the requirements to get into the fire service.
All right, okay. So quickly, we just remember again the preliminary screening comes after you've presented all of the tenants that I just told you about. Then you have that examination, and which you can be shortlisted on the examination.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, we have something called an aptitude test. That aptitude test is like a little physical, because not everybody could be placed in a room where you have to find your way out. Listen, there's some people who are claustrophobic. I'm giving a real here this evening. No. Because when I blindfold you and I speak, you are wrong 3 times and I tell you find your way out of that room and you start to cry and call for your man.
But how I doing that?
Right? All right. So because at the end of the day, when you go into a fire scenario, sometimes there is total darkness.
Uh-huh.
And if you can't remember how to find, if you get disoriented easily, you're going to be putting yourself and other officers at risk.
Right.
So listen, you have to have a sense of bearing and know your they have a way to stay oriented in that type of scenario. Also, you have to go through an interview. You will be interviewed because we want to make sure that we're selecting the very best and persons who really, really want this job. Because let me tell you, there are people who want this job and you might be blocking a person from getting the job. So better you give it to somebody who really wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. And last but not least, you must then pass a medical examination. And this is where we do all the blood work, all of the different tests to make sure that this person has the best health and can enter the fire service.
Wow.
All right? So I think we are going to the top of the thing. How much time
we have about 3 minutes. But let me ask you this, right? Talk about for persons who have chronic disease, such as like diabetes or hypertension, can they apply?
Well, you could apply, but once those precursors are picked up, once those occupational illnesses are picked up, it would rule you out, because persons who have certain occupational illnesses, those things will show up in the job. Remember, you're going into a risky scenario. You can't have somebody who is asthmatic, and then when we send you into a fire, sometimes you have on the breathing apparatus, but you may have to take that off, and then you start to, you understand?
So we
want to make sure that that person has the ability to, because one of the tenets of a fire officer is you have to be able to deal with harsh scenarios, harsh situations, and you have to persevere in those harsh scenarios.
Yeah.
So that may be a lot of heat, that may be very long hours of work, it may be hazardous conditions, but of course we have to provide you with the minimum, well, the minimum PPE requirements,
and
so forth. Right. So at the end of the day, that person has to be very resilient health-wise.
Right.
All right. So that's not, again, that's not discrimination, but that's selection fit for purpose.
I
want to get it right. Selection fit for purpose.
All right.
And that is the key thing here. All right?
So, Jude, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about this, all right? Yeah.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back. It's Freedom 106.5 FM. This is where you speak your mind. This is a station where talk matters, of course, yes. It's your girl, Carrie V, holding on for Davey, going all the way to 6 p.m. And today is Safety Mondays, and with me, I have no other than the man himself, Fire Officer Jude Rogers. And today, we are going to be talking about the recruitment into fire service for a career as a firefighter. Welcome back, Jude. Are you there?
I am right here.
Nice, like a pie.
So I know that over the break, over the break, may have a lot of questions. So I just want to give an opportunity to those who want to message the hot or WhatsApp, or those who want to call in.
Yeah,
we'll take some questions and then we'll go on to a little more about the induction training and what you can expect when you get into the training department when you come into training at the fire service.
Yeah. Right? Nice. So guys, you can call us at 627-323-625-2257 and my WhatsApp message, my WhatsApp number 306-1065. I have some questions for you on the WhatsApp here, and let me get to it, Jude. Hi, good afternoon, Carrie V. Good afternoon, Jude Rogers. If I am a female and I am 156 centimeters, would I be able to get in, or I have to be exactly 160 centimeters and more to join?
So that's a good question. Unfortunately, there's really no compromise with the height requirement.
Wow.
The person has to be at that minimum height. That's the low point. You can be taller, but you definitely can't be shorter than that low point.
Mm-hmm.
And there are reasons for this, sir. There are reasons for this person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a short heighter. Don't get me wrong. 5 foot 5 foot. It works out for male to be just around 5 foot 6, just around there.
Oh,
and
that's kind of short.
Female, it's that short. That actually is short, because you do need persons who can fit into very small spaces.
Right.
Some of the rescues that we do would require persons to go into confined spaces to retrieve persons and other items. And you need a person who is going to be small enough and agile enough to get into those small spaces. So don't get me wrong. Don't think that it's really, really short. But there are minimum requirements. So to that person, I want to answer that question quickly. You have to be that minimum height of 160 centimeters for female and 166.5. I have to stress the 0.5 male. You wouldn't believe, right? So so you have to get to that height, all right?
Nice.
So any other questions?
Officer Jude Rogers, can you go again about the entrance examination, the interview, and the aptitude test? Can you say that again? What is the aptitude test?
Oh, that's a good question, because, all right, so young people, and I'm speaking to those who are between the ages of 18 to 35, and even those who are younger who are hoping to have a career in the fire service, your preliminary screening is going to look at those requirements that we talked about.
All
18
right.
years of age, we check your birth certificate, we check your police certificate of character, your CXC, original passes, not the prelim slip, but the original.
The certificate itself,
certificate that you get from CXC. Your physique and your height, your pass, all of that. Then you are shortlisted to come into a center to write the exam. This exam is administrated by the Service Commission, and it entails basic arithmetic. And I tell persons, if you could do standard five maths, you could do the mathematics.
But standard five maths kind of different, you know. It's so easy that we just mess it up, you know.
That the other go back to school and little bit with it. The long division, your multiplication, your board mass.
Board mass, boy, brackets of division, multiplication, right? I have an idea. Yeah, yeah. Good, take off that. I'm good to go.
And of course, English, your basic English, you may be called upon to write a, basic
a
vocabulary and spelling, and then you may also be called upon to look at writing. We want to see you write something that, and see how you would describe or write about a particular situation. Sometimes it comes in the form of a safety question, you know, how you would handle a safety issue, you know? Right, because remember, we're dealing with public safety in the fire service, right?
Now, we don't have...
Yes, no. Let's get to the aptitude. Now, your aptitude test has to do with your ability to deal with certain types of situations. It will look at your ability to do simple things as push-ups, to maybe do a basic run. It may also be as simple as how do you, whether you can lift up the people fire hose.
It does be that heavy?
And you can't pick up a fire hose.
Nah, man, don't do my that.
How that going to work?
Don't do my that.
How that going to work? You have to be able to do some sort of manual physical activity. But it also looks towards how you deal with situations and how you troubleshoot and how you problem solve.
Right,
so that's
right,
why
right.
I tell you, when you go into situations such as, they may give you a situation where you have to be in a room and they're blindfold. They show you the room first, you know.
Oh.
And then they put on the blinders and then they spin you around a couple of times. But you have to do a, what is called a photographic memory of what structures are in the room. So when you feel that structure, and I should be giving away all of this.
Yes, you should. Because for the people like me who don't remember things, so you gave me time to see if I could get something in my brain so that I would be able to remember. Yes.
Right? And I want you to just think about it in this way, right?
So
one of the things that I wanted to give as a tip is the ability of an individual to evacuate your home in the event of an emergency. Now, if there's an emergency with a fire in your home, you know your home, right, Caribbean?
Yeah.
You know where the chair is, you know where the table is, you know where the corridor, you know where the front door, the back door is.
Yeah.
If the current electricity normally goes in a fire scenario, you must be able to say, hey, the door is 5 clicks to the left.
Yeah.
Eyes closed. You could find that
you way find
out
of
your home. And I always tell people, practice this at home. Practice this. You're not supposed to be bumping into chair and table.
Yeah, you're supposed to maneuver. Yeah.
Yes, in the dark. And that is the type of aptitude, that is the type of quick thinking that we want fire officers to be able to have and to possess naturally. All right. We will develop the rest of skills for you as you get into the induction training.
Right.
All right. So
right.
That's your aptitude test, basic aptitude test. All right. Akaribi, do you think you can be a fire officer and you're afraid of heights?
No, because when I had a climb up on top of that big building, I can't. I ain't going to be able to do what I'm supposed to do.
The people ladder. You have to go up the people ladder. So I am telling you, if you are afraid of heights, I am suggesting to you, you have to practice. And you have to do it in a safe manner. So go on the YouTube and look up how to climb a ladder, people.
Is there a special way to climb a ladder?
To safely climb a ladder. Because there's something called 3 points. You must have 3 points of your body always attached to a ladder once you're moving on a ladder.
Really?
So that is at least one hand.
Right.
And 2 feet. Or two hands and 1 feet.
Oh.
So at any point in time, you only move, but you must always have 3 point contact with the ladder.
I'm going
into real training. You know,
yes.
I can train all you know on the video.
I'm feeling like a fire officer already.
Okay. So I'll just give you some little basic tenets of things that you'll need to do.
Nice.
And always, I want you to know, we always put safety first. Safety first, because if you, as the fire officer, is injured, who are you going to rescue when you're injured?
Can't rescue nobody.
Exactly. So one of the basic things that we always look at is being able to make sure that the fire scene safety, fire officers must be safe in the execution of their duties.
Someone asked a question here. Caribbean officer, fire officer Jude, does fire officers save persons from drowning as well?
That's an interesting question. The thing is, that is a responsibility that is assigned to a specific unit, and that is the lifeguards of Trinidad and Tobago. Oh. However, if a fire officer is on duty and they have seen persons, and of course, not all fire officers could swim, but it is a good requirement
to have.
All right. So again, those persons who are part of our land search and rescue team, they would have they do training in swimming. And the ability to rescue persons in water rescue.
So it's like a section in the fire service that deals with that.
That's a section within the fire service, Now listen, guys, there are so many different sections within the fire service that you can ascribe to work in. All right? So it's not only persons who you see riding the truck. There are persons who are specialists in ambulance services.
Right,
there are persons
right.
who specialize. Of course, we have a computer department as well. We have many different areas. And even those who have manual skills, because, you know, you need mechanics, right? We have
to maintain the trucks. And engineering and thing,
Exactly. You know? So, and even the pipeline hydrants, all those things are specialist units within the fire service.
Because you need operators as well. Yeah.
Operators. Persons who can operate heavy equipment. All your by the way, one of the advantages that I give you a tip here now, you see all the people with heavy T drive heavy T license.
I know, come in and ask that. My class 5.
You have a heavy T license. No, if you have an extra heavy license, the drive train and thing.
That's an asset.
That's an asset. You have a foot in the door.
Well, all right. Yes.
You have a foot in the door.
Let me tick.
Because at the end of the day, a driver who has the ability to fight fires is going to be an advantage on others. And those are the type of persons that you want. That person comes with multiple skills, a specialist skill set.
Wow. Now, Fire Officer Jude, let's talk more about the recruitment and induction training. Tell us more about that.
Sure. All right. So once you pass that part, the part that I talked about, the interview, their last part is the medical test. Once we send you for a medical, basically you've been shortlisted to enter training. We're not going to waste your time and send you to do a medical test on you. The only way you're not going into training if you fail that medical test.
Once
we send you for that medical, more than likely you have been shortlisted. You've gone through those four parts. You've been shortlisted to the medical test. And you would then, once on passing that medical, your blood will come back, all your thing working good, reaction, eyesight, everything good, on point, right? You will be shortlisted and possibly asked to present yourself for recruitment training, which begins on a specific date, which I don't even know. Okay, but once you get called in and you are brought into the Trinidad and Tobago Fire Service training school, there are a number of different things that you're going to have to learn over your 6-month induction training period. And that period is to transform you from being a civilian. Now you are going to be transformed into a fire officer who is ready for service to country and to all of our citizens. Because at the end of the day, you realize with the tenants that I told you before, to preserve life, to prevent the destruction of property and by fire and other disasters, and to render humanitarian service, you recognize that a fire officer has to be someone who is selfless and who is prone towards a people person, to helping his or her fellow citizens. And I want to make a plug to the ladies here now. Women were inducted into the Trinidad and Tobago Fire Service for the very first time in 1992. And
1992?
At that point in time, the induction, I want to tell you how many women was inducted at that point in time. Get my notes. Right, so in 1992, the first intake of female into the Trinidad and Tobago Fire Service took place, and there were that first induction, we had 30 female officers who entered, and some of them are still there working in the fire service up till today.
Yeah.
And are holding high ranking positions today. So you see that the police service has a female officer as the commissioner of police. Maybe one day we will see the chief fire officer being a female.
Yeah. Now,
women, you can aspire to achieve.
Officer Jude, I've got to take a really, really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be continuing the discussions, all right?
Yeah, definitely.
Keep it locked. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Freedom 106.5 FM. This is where you speak your mind. It's Carrie V alongside Officer Jude Rogers, Fire Officer Jude Rogers. Jude Rogers, welcome back. Fire officer Jude Rogers.
Right here with you.
Nice, nice.
Right here with you.
So we were speaking about the requirements to getting into the fire service. You were talking about the aptitude test, which is something that, you know, that I didn't even know. But yeah, let's continue those discussions.
All right. So I would also want to mention that it is very possible that you may have to go through a psychometric test as well, because that's an element that has to be added.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is fit in terms of mental capacity and all of these other areas for entry into the fire service. Because remember, you have to work under pressure scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
You have
True.
To be able to respond where others would probably give up. You need to stay and hold to your task. You sometimes have to deal with members of the public who may be a bit problematic,
mm-hmm.
and you have to hold your composure.
Wow.
I want people to understand, if you're looking for a walk, as they say, that is not all. This is more than just a walk.
Wow.
This has to do with a responsibility, because when others are running out, mm-hmm. you're the one that's going to be called on to run into scenarios of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, in most cases, and I can tell you, especially where accidents are concerned, where fire is concerned, there's nobody else that you can call. So the fire service knows their responsibility. And that brings me to the basic fire tips of today.
Yes.
I have to stress on these tips to you. I
mm-hmm.
can't leave this out. Because while I'm speaking to you, the statistics point to the fact that we have at least two fires daily. And over the weekend, I had to respond to two fire calls where we had to investigate fires
mm-hmm.
that caused people businesses to be burnt. So mm-hmm. there's not only the loss of life taking place. So for the year so far, let me just paint the picture. From
mm-hmm.
January 1st to June 30th, 368 residential fires with a total death of 9%.
Wow.
And I haven't even counted July as yet. And July starts is coming out soon.
Hmm.
So we have to take a look at that. And I know for sure that there are already four deaths in the month of July. So that is a very telling statistic. So who do you call and why do you call us? Remember, dial 990 for fire emergencies or even your local fire station numbers.
All
but
right.
The number is 990. And even if you dial 911, we will pick up the call, because we know all this, watch a lot of American TV. You know how it goes. Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so 911, we will pick up the call. Always have a serviceable fire extinguisher ready and available at your home or your business place or even in your vehicle, so that you can effectively utilize that when a fire is still in the small stage. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that smoke detection, it helps to avoid you being a victim of fire. What will wake you up in the middle of the night if no one wakes you up? Your smoke alarms in your bedrooms and corridors and living rooms will awaken you. So
mm-hmm.
please install these very cost-effective devices
mm-hmm.
that save lives.
Yeah.
Remember your evacuation plan, practice, and plan your escape.
Mm-hmm.
Gary V, close your eye and be able
and
to
walk about.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
bump into no chair, because you know two steps to the right,
mm-hmm.
down the corridor, and turn left, open the door. All right? One of the key things I want to tell you about now is burglar-proof. Everybody looking at security.
Yeah.
Nobody looking at safety. We want to keep the bandits out. And then when we lock all these burglar proof in,
you can't find the
key. Come out when you can't find the
yeah,
key.
Yeah, boy. That's happening,
however,
you know.
That is happening a lot. However, there are fire escape burglar proof windows and doors that are either keyless or may utilize a key. Reach out to your nearest fire station and get this information, because you don't have to put a burglar proof that traps you. You can put the ones that can be opened from inside, but
yeah.
the bandits can't open it from the outside.
Mm.
So we need to know about these. Of course, everybody using laptops, tablets, phones nowadays, that is an increase in electronic and electrical activity. So therefore, you have to look out very carefully for the use or misuse of
mm-hmm.
items that carry lithium batteries.
Lithium batteries.
These, ladies and gentlemen, these batteries can fail. When they fail or they're overheated, if you put your laptop directly on the bed, you're
mm-hmm.
using your tablets and you have these things, they overheat and they fail. And especially when you leave them charging
mm-hmm.
overnight and unattended on the wrong surfaces, they can ignite and cause a fire. Last but not least, your proper, your electrical appliances. People, don't be afraid to turn off electrical appliances when you're leaving home or going away for a while. There's no need to leave those items plugged in, because being energized, these components can fail, and a lot of fires are started by an electrical means or electrical fault. Mm. And remember, Caribbean, fire safety begins with each you. And everyone. It yeah. begins with you.
Yeah, you're right? right. You're right.
So be back to the recruitment drive now. Back
on the I have a question from someone. Someone says, how long does it take for you to train as a fire officer?
All right, good question. Like I said before, the induction training takes a minimum of 6 months. I know of batches that train longer.
Serious?
I know batches that train longer. Yeah, 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 definitely.
As a half However, year, you know.
Yeah, 6 months. But the thing is, you have to understand that you are being prepared for a life that you did not understand before.
There's
some things
right.
that we need to switch. There's some switches that need to click in your brain. Mm-hmm. And there's some habits that we need to make sure stick with you for the rest of your life. You will no longer be an ordinary citizen.
Wow.
Once you go through that induction fire training, you will be transformed. I am not asking you, I am telling you to let you know as well. Let me tell you some of the areas that you're going to cover so that you'll know why it takes 6 months. One, fire engineering science, the science behind fire, hydraulics and pump operation, foot drills, you must learn to march, must learn the discipline of moving together as a group. That is so important to do teamwork. Fire officers work in team. No fire officer works by themselves. At least two fire officers are always together. Mm-hmm. Because in that number, you are able to assist. You need the support of each other. Mm-hmm. Fire drills. We are going to do drills and scenarios in drilling. That is the use of our fire equipment and how to execute in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
Physics and chemistry of combustion. So you see all the people who have their science subjects? Them other two subjects we talk about, physics and chemistry of combustion. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, you can learn it. You can learn it even if you don't have chemistry, if you don't have physics.
Right.
But it aids if you have the additional subjects. Mm-hmm. Of course, I told you about working on ice, so you have to do ladder drills.
Yeah.
You must learn how to safely erect and maneuver and manage your ladders.
Yeah.
Also, you have to have a good knowledge and understanding of electricity, because you are going to interact with electrified properties. You're going to work with people who are, even electric cars are now becoming a training that we have to do.
We have to train
a large amount of influx of electric powered vehicles. All right, fire prevention. So long before the fire happens, we have to know how to do the drawings and how to do all of the requirements before. So we have to advise persons on what you should install in your building. Every fire officer will learn how to do CPR. And they will learn basic first aid so that you can render assistance to someone who may be incapacitated. You can see the signs of stroke. You can see the signs of shock. You can deal with persons who have been poisoned, persons who are bleeding. All of these fire officers, when you see them out there with their red epaulets on their shoulders, trust me, they are trained to handle all of those scenarios when you go through.
Right.
You see why you have to have 6 months of training now?
Well, now I see. And as you said earlier, in some cases, they train for longer.
Wow. So again, people, this is not just for those who are looking for a walk. If you're looking for a walk, when you're going to the training and you start to get the pressures of the job, sometimes people walk on and say, I didn't come here for that.
But
and they leave.
Fire officer,
so
Jude.
A certain amount of mental fortitude. Fortitude is what it
is. Let me ask you. So it ever happened where, like, let's say a group of like three or five, you know, when they get into the training, they say, nah, boy, I can't do this now, and they leave? Does that happen?
I can tell you in my batch, when I trained, how many years ago? 20 years ago. there were persons who actually said, you know, I didn't come here for that. I am not for this. I gone. And just left. They left. And they are allowed to leave. And we replace them. Yeah, because somebody won the work. The work that you given up, somebody wants that job. Somebody wants that job. You taking up somebody's space. If you know you don't want to be there, leave the people training and let somebody who really wants the job, who wants to make a contribution to society, let them get the All right?
Yeah, that makes sense. So that makes sense.
Very, so you have to make up your mind, Karibi. This is not a play thing.
Yeah.
And for young people, come listen, I have young people coming to me on a daily basis. Asking me questions, and they are prepared to go the distance.
Yeah.
They're not waiting for induction training. Yes, no. This Officer Rogers, I have been running, I have been training, I have been swimming, I've been preparing and lifting my weights.
Yeah.
These people are serious. I've been reading, I've been studying, I did a safety course.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I know that these young people are serious and they want
and
to
they want
difference.
To get in. Fire and Officer
those
Jude.
Are the that we're looking for.
I have another question here. I actually have two questions and one, well, three questions. First question is, when the fire service puts out this invitation to apply, where can we see that information? So I'm guessing that they're asking if, you know, we can find it on the social media pages, any papers, where would they post the invitation?
By law, I'm going to give you what's in our fire service act. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. You can go online right now and you can download for free the fire service act. You can read that act and have all of the information necessary to know what a fire officer is supposed to do, what our duties, roles, and response. I'm suggesting that to you. If you start reading up on that, you'll be well-placed to all of these questions that may come your way. And that is Chapter 3550, the Fire Service Act. I'll repeat that. Chapter 3550 of the Law Books of Trinidad and Tobago legislation is the Fire Service Act. All right? Right. So that question that the person asks is very, very basic question.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is that a person wanting to enter, just repeat that last piece there again for me.
They wanted to find out if they have to like go on any social media, the fire service will post
right.
the...
Okay, yeah. Good. Right. Okay, good. So the fire service has an Instagram page. We also have a Facebook page. And I'll give that to you because, of course, our messaging has to reach in the palm of the hands of our customers.
Yeah.
You, every member of Trinidad and Tobago, every citizen, and even foreign nationals are afforded the benefit of the service that fire officers give.
Yeah.
So I am not only going to be speaking about our nationals, but anybody who is on our soil, they have to be taken care of by the fire service when it comes to public safety.
Right.
And those citizens can see our information on TTFS. TT_fire service and on the Trinidad and Tobago Fire Service page on Facebook.
Yeah.
That information will be there. That not only there, by law, the information has to be gazetted. And gazetted means it must be published in the most popular or in all of these
all
circulating
newspapers. In all the
papers. That's what it means to be gazetted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're going to see it in the Guardian, see it in the Express, possibly the Newsday. And here's the thing about it. Once that hits social media, like the prison, guess what's going to happen?
Share.
Everybody. And that will run like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
So trust me, it might get leaked before it comes out. That's the level serious out here right now.
Nice. Now, someone...
Information galore. Right? So there's no way you can miss out on the opportunity.
Yeah. Now... Fire Officer Jude, someone wants to find out about the foot drills. Now, I know you mentioned it earlier and you said that it's, you know, like marching more or less. But can you go over again so that they would be able to understand what you mean by foot drills?
Right. So foot drills is really the skill of moving a battalion or moving a parade, or what we call a parade of officers, from one point to the next. Officers are not allowed to just walk on a parade square.
Oh.
Right, as you see on Independence Day, how our officers are moving in unison. That is what a trainee has to do. A trainee has to prepare to march. And since you don't know how to march, you can only say you know how to march when you pass out, right? We have trainees moving in unison in togetherness.
Right.
And we train them too in foot drills so that they get all of the tenets of a proper military parade,
right,
and how that is done. Yeah. So everything is done with precision, and it is done with a certain amount of coordination that is on a military scale.
Right.
So I actually refer to, and we actually refer to, the fire service, prison service, police service as paramilitary organizations,
because
a part of our training,
right,
yes, has to do with military training to some degree. mm-hmm. especially when it comes to the foot drills.
Right.
All right.
Right, right,
fire
right.
drills are very unique only to fire service. There's no other service that does fire drills.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the art and the skill of utilizing your fire hoses, your pumps, and mm-hmm. all of the other methods that of extinguishing fires that we use.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Now, your ladder drills is also very specific to fire service, and that is the use of ladders
mm-hmm.
and how you erect ladders, because you cannot do it by yourself. It has to be done with a team.
Oh.
And every team member has a specific role
and function.
Get that. Yes.
Wow.
So, if in fact, each person has a specific number, and that number carries a role and responsibility. So, mm-hmm. number one, number two, number three, and number four.
Wow.
And you may change those roles. And you have to get to work, as we say, get to work, and you drill according to your number. So you may have to learn the role of a number one, the role of a number two, and number mm-hmm. three, and number four. And that's why you need so much time, because when you do this over and over and over, in 6 months' time, you would not forget it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Things that I learn in training school mm-hmm. stick with me till today. It comes back to you. Because of the repetitiveness of the training.
I'm doing all right? The time.
We repeat for perfection,
mm-hmm.
and we don't just repeat so we won't get it wrong. We repeat so we get it right every time.
Every single time. Well, that makes sense. I have one more question before we close. Fire Officer Jude Rogers, I remember we were supposed to get some new fire trucks. Has it reached us yet?
Mm-hmm. What? That is a question that I cannot answer. That is beyond my pay grade. I'm being real with you, Caribbean. I do not have access to that information.
Well, we'll find out eventually.
However, mm-hmm. if we look at it, I don't deal with that specifically. My role is for educating and public education. Mm. All right. So there are persons who are entrusted with that, and I think I'll be real with you. The person to answer that question is the chief fire officer.
Right.
So, and of course, you all can make overtures to his office, and he has the role and listen. He has to answer those questions, because at the end of the day, the chief fire officer is responsible for the fire brigade.
Yeah.
And so if there are any questions relating to the roles and function and our capability, the chief fire officer is best placed to answer those questions.
Yes.
And that is with all due respect to him, to his office, and to my other officers who look towards him, towards getting all resources from the administration.
Mm.
Fair enough.
I could work with that. Well, I hope that answered your question. That person sent us a message via WhatsApp. But Fire Officer Jude Rogers, oh my gosh, it was a pleasure to sit at your side, not literally, but you know, to sit and have this discussion and this conversation with you about, you know, getting into the fire service. It was very educational, very informative, and I'm very sure that there are listeners who are out there, you know, writing down and saying, right, good, they know how to be prepared for when the fire service calls to invite them to, you know, be a fire officer as a career.
Yeah, definitely. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know from my standpoint and from many officers out there, we really do put our lives on the line.
Yes.
And we really do take our job seriously. And I would say this about any occupation. We have doctors, we have lawyers, we have fire officers, we have police officers, we have teachers. Mm. And you will find in every organization, there are those who go up and beyond the call of duty.
Yeah.
Similarly, in the fire service, you will find officers who will go the distance to you, as well as those who will just carry out the basic functions up to what they are paid to do.
Yeah.
It all depends on the internal credo of the individual. For me, I know that whatever I do, even what I'm doing now, which is outside of the realm of what my job profile may be,
mm-hmm.
I am doing it because I want persons to have the advantage of the best information possible to protect your life, your children's life, your family, elderly, young, pet, everything. Mm-hmm. We want to look after one another. If you are taken care of, it means that my job becomes a little bit easier. Think about it.
Yep. All right, Fire Officer Jude Rogers, thank you so much for joining us today. Stay tuned. Next week, Monday, same time, same place. It's all about Safety Mondays. Thank you so much, Fire Officer Jude.
You're welcome. Bye, folks, and see you all next week.
Have a good one.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.